Amen.
Amen.
Итак,
so,
начинаем.
We will start right away. Let's welcome our international audience.
Amen. Они с нами.
They're with us.
Тысячи людей.
Thousands of people.
С нами сейчас физически присутствуют те, кто обычно по ту сторону экрана.
There are some of you here that were usually on the other side of the screen. Anyway, so we say hi to everyone who's here and those of you that are watching online. Welcome. You are our part and we love you all. Those of you that are here in the building and as well as the ones that are on the other side of the screen. So, beloved, I'll say this today. We will continue the message that I started. This is a great series. It's a series of reformation. And a lot of messages went into this series, and I'll say our audit started last message. It was, remember, your ESBS and your Note B7. No, that's when it all started. We ask this dead system a question. Can they answer the questions of our generation? Can this dead system of the spirit of this, of death and religion answer the horrors that are happening in churches? We ask questions. We want to hear answers. So, beloved, message. You know who will be convicted by this message? Those that are in the structure of religion, those that are part of this structure and they have the spirit in them, that have the spirit of death in them. Today I will speak words that I will pray to God that they will change you. Separate yourself from the spirit of death because you will be judged with it. Separate yourself from this horror because the Lord will pour out judgment onto this one that called herself the bride of Christ and she is fake and perverted all the ways of God. Fear to be standing next to the spirit of religion and everything that has to do with that. Fear that.
So,
message is called audit or let's all wake up.
Amen?
Amen?
Итак, я прошу Духа Святого, чтобы Он свои истины открыл глаза и разумы,
for him to open up the eyes and ears with his truth, for understanding and bring reformation into the mind of everyone who will hear these words. Let's, beloved, all just wake up and go through an audit, not with ourselves, but with people that are around us, and churches and Christianity altogether. Who are you? I am a child of God that wants to hear answers for my questions. I want to hear. If you say that God is there, I want to see him.
This
is a fake. This is a knockoff. This took up the place of true church. It has nothing in common with God. It's a demonic spirit. Fear standing next to those people. Fear standing there because the judgment of God will be poured out. Millions of destinies have been destroyed by this spirit. Fear being around when the Lord pours out his judgment upon this knockoff, that one that has the name of the church right now. This is Babylon. This is that great harlot. Everything is hidden. Everything is... You know what? Spirit of religion is that harlot. Be very careful when you deal with that spirit. You can't repent it. You can't bring it to repentance. If you try doing it, stop it. Stop it. Spirit of religion, it's not possible to bring it to God. You could just... kick it out with repentance and rejecting that death. If you are right now convicted by my words, if you feel conviction on the inside and you feel that this is for you and you feel discomfort, this message is for you. This spirit reacts to me very seriously because I am anti-religious substance placed by God to convict. And your reaction towards me is the fact that you know that something lives on the inside of you because you're not reacting against me. What's reacting is that spirit that lives inside of you. I didn't puncture your tire and did not scratch your car. Understand me? So, when on my simple questions, a reaction comes that's like deadly reaction. Ask yourself a question. Was that in the days of Jesus? What? Did Jesus throw tomatoes at the Pharisees? What did he do that was so bad? Did he steal their donkeys? What did he do? Knocked out windows in the synagogue? No. He was saying something that would just flip him out, all these leaders.
Я еще раз подтверждаю.
Right now I'm confirming our love towards people, everyone that is surrounded and bound by the Spirit, but our conviction is towards that Spirit that lives in there and has that Spirit on the inside of them. You understand? So listen to me very carefully. So, beloved,
ревизия.
Audit.
Мы должны сделать, вы знаете, ревизия, это очень
An audit is a very wonderful word. Let's take it out of a dictionary. Right away, I'll explain to what is an audit. So when we go into this message, you will know the terminology. What is it, an audit? Latin, not Lithuanian. Something's going to happen in Lithuania. So it's Latin language. We say this word. Revisio means relooking, checking, control, audit, relooking, inspecting, checking, changing, transformation, breaking, reformation, modification. This is what this word revisio in Latin means. So today we have an audit. We'll have to think about what. You know, don't tell me that they have something good. Grandma Nadia on 7th. The story in the house does more than most of the churches. Does somebody understand me? She helps, she prays, she does way more than those fat pastors that just are, you know, stealing from the church and they're feeding themselves on lies. Somebody understand me? Oh, I am very ruthless. I will hit and hit and hit this thing because you know what I'm talking about. Listen to me very carefully. I'm not placed here to tell you some certain things. I'm here placed by God to convict. And if I will not do it, then I will be judged by God. Okay? So pay attention to what I'm saying. So audit in the Russian dictionary is checking somebody's work to find it active and find it righteous and correct. To find out what is exactly done. Religious churches, and that everything has to do with that. It's a lawless substance on this earth. Because if cafeteria does not feed, then it's no longer a cafeteria. Take off that name tag. It's no longer a cafeteria. If the hospital does not take in sick, it's not a hospital. Take that name off that building. If church, if demons do not come out, if there are no signs, wonders, miracles, and healings, it's not a church. It's a prostitute, a great harlot. Take it off. The wall. Somebody hear me. Today we have an audit church. Today it's an audit of a prostitute, the great harlot that took up the place of God. That took up the name of the church upon herself. This prostitute will be judged by God. I'm tired of hearing about rape of children during children ministries in Sunday schools. I'm tired of hearing this, of molesting, of cutting, and horrible, horrible things. And you know, God never stops. I get this information, and it all happens in our churches during when women, girls, young girls come to repent or talk to the pastor, they are raped right there and then. They're molested. What is happening right now? This is an audit church. Audit of the prostitution. I'm not here to become part of your friends. I'm here to fulfill the will of God upon this earth. Audit to the great harlot to took up the place of Christ. It's audit time. And all of us, let's just all wake up. Because we live in lies and in this sleeping state. And maybe the one that is someone who is anointed by God will wake you up from your sleep and from the lullabies that this harlot sings. Everything that does not show God on this earth is a fake and a prostitute. Do you hear me? Our church is to show God, not to gather money, not advertisement of the pastor, and that his face was seen in the whole city. Does somebody hear me? How do you like the beginning? Okay, good. I told you that I will start speaking the truth. You can consider this official beginning of of me doing it. If someone doesn't like something and something is really going against your ear, against your hearing, then you could be the part of that great prostitute, the harlot, and that spirit lives inside of you. Believe me, beloved, if you hear me and I irritate you, that you have to repent, because what irritates you is not me, but that spirit that is in me, that is of God. Jeremiah had to rise up. Jeremiah and Isaiah have to raise up that will speak the truth. No matter what. Raise up. You come out and speak. We're not gathering a mega church. Our word is to speak the truth. Our call is to speak what the Lord says that he convicts sin. Our call is to speak that if you are doing this and you're committing sins, you're stealing and you're hiding things, you will be judged by God. You will be punished.
Hello.
Church. Soon we're not going to smile anymore. You know what? Because true church is rising up right now. Right now. Stop fearing this great harlot, this prostitute. She has no power, no authority, no anointing. Speak the truth till the end of your life. I believe that God will raise up prophets of the last days that spoke as they did in the good old days, and they will speak right now, will convict, they will speak. What should I do, Lord? Use me, Lord. Right now, start speaking the truth and convicting this evil that you see not only in your family, but in the structure around you that is dead and does not have life. You know what the Lord will require? The fact that this prostitute took up the name of the church upon herself, and by doing that turned nations away from God. Jesus said, you have the keys, you do not enter, and you prevent the others from entering. Because upon this earth, because all his children, they're all babies that have been born from above, they can't jump quickly to God. They need to grow and mature. And God placed the structure upon earth that's called church that has to show the face of God. What is the church of our day showing right now? Not the face of God, for sure. Listen to me very carefully. Today is an audit. Second terminology in the Russian dictionary. We're looking something with the idea of bringing new teachings and corrections. Audit in the dictionary also means is relooking at papers, the paperwork, and actions of what's done in organization or some sort of facility, what they do. Another terminology is relooking, revisiting, or going over teaching theories with an idea of bringing changes and corrections. Another transformation, another meaning of that word is checking the school, checking what is being taught. Another terminology
is checking some sort of teaching or theory
and changing anything that is wrong in those theories. Church, I'm amazed.
That's
how blind and deaf do you have to be
and
silly you have to be so you do not see the story that is happening right now in the church and in Christianity. Church is a holy substance that carries the name of God, that shows his glory. What have we become in the last days? A prostitute that is worthy of the wrath of God. Audit, church. Today is audit. Listen to me. We're being audited. I'm amazed how powerful is this spirit of blindness and deafness that you continue seeing the facts of what's happening with the churches around, and everybody knows, and they continue not believing even when you show them facts. I don't need to go far. Why don't you look at the young generation that have been born through this prostitute? Where are they? Where are they? 95% of them are in the world. They serve the devil. You shall know them by their fruit. You know who we're casting out demons out of? The most out of believers. You know what? Believers. You know who does group sex and all these perversions and all this dirt? believers
do. And
7 years
after giving confession after confession,
I know what I'm saying. Judgment is going against the prostitute. You're not a church. You are a disease that you have to get out of this place. If you have no bravery to say that,
I can't,
because I don't walk before you, my pretty boy. I walk before my God, and I will speak before him and answer before him. Smile and keep swallowing, because it will be a little harsh today. Somebody understand what I'm saying? Give God glory.
А кто ты такой? Я
Who are you?
Бога,
I'm a son of God that wants to have answers for my questions. Any one of you can have, bring an audit into any business, into any hospital, into any organization. You can have an audit. You can audit.
Oh, yeah.
The spirit of lie said you cannot. Who are you to say that you're saying this to your pastor? Who said that he's a pastor? Let's start in the beginning. Who said that this prostitute is a church?
The
prostitute said that she's a church, or the Holy Spirit said that that's a church? You know when confirmation of the Holy Spirit comes when it's a church, there's signs, wonders, miracles. In church, there's got to be some sort of conveyor of saved souls. And because Grandma Katya is saving something on the side in her own free time, you say, we have this happening as well. Listen to me, beloved. We have to understand. We're not speaking about certain churches. We talked about that before. We're talking about a dead structure, a worldly church all over the world. It is not able to fit in billions of saved souls. Sect is locked in on itself. A sect is pushing herself through, paying for the positions. A sect lies and covers and hides the most horrible of sins. Right now it's audit time for this sect and the prostitute. We are bringing out judgment as children of God, and I am begging everyone that is connected to this disease to disconnect yourself, because judgment of God is against that, against this. Oh, you're so harsh. Oh, yes, we're very harsh with this, beloved. You can't even understand what is the most horrible and dangerous thing for the church. What destroyed Christ and was after disciples or their lives? What killed disciples? What destroyed God's generals? The spirit of religion. The spirit of this world says, let's punish him and let him go.
But,
and the spirit of religion says, no, his blood is upon us and our children. The spirit of religion is ruthless, because the spirit of religion is the spirit of the devil. Don't forget that. Yeah, a lot of babies and naive people have been caught in that structure that are controlled by leaders that are possessed by this evil spirit that's time for an audit. And I ask everyone, please, you're perverted. You grew big bellies. Do something with me. You will not be able to do anything. You know why? Because prostitute has no power, no anointing, no fire. You are perverts
that
gather together for your meetings. You can't do anything against me, and I'm by myself here. This teaching is spreading out to thousands and thousands of people. You can't do anything about it. Same way, just like in the time of Jesus Christ, he finds somebody's mouth and he uses that mouth. Let God use your mouth, be a prophet. Let God use you to be his mouth. Oh, you haven't heard how Christ preached. You haven't heard John the Baptist. You say, I'm harsh. I am a preacher of the last days. Welcome to the Church of Christ. You know why I'm like this? Because I got nobody's rear to kiss, and I got no compromise to make with anybody. You know why I'm like this? Because I'm not going to kiss your rear. Hello?
Добро пожаловать в центр,
Welcome to the center where truth is always spoken.
Мы ревизию всегда делаем себе.
We're always checking ourselves. We audit ourselves. We audit everything around. Oh, believe me. This message will have a serious role. I hear it. I hear the buzzing.
Давайте перепишем и дадим проститутке послушать.
Let's copy it and give it to the great prostitute, the great harlot.
Но не заблуждайся.
But do not be confused.
Если ты называешься церковью,
if you call yourself the church, you have to be the carrier of fire. Audit is not only for them, but for you and for me and for everyone. Don't forget. forget that. Deny. Forget that. If you're saying you're Son of God, show me the atmosphere of heaven on this earth. Tell me two words and I will bow down and repent under the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Show me your God. Don't need to spit around and play games. You know, just...
Поэтому
just show me. So let's smile, church, because when you point a finger, three are pointing Лёха. Back at you. Hello? Somebody understand what I'm saying? One this way and three towards you.
Слушай внимательно.
Listen. I'm amazed as when you show all these facts, I said, guys, why don't you check your churches, do an audit in your so-called, quote-unquote, churches that have been made up by the structure of men. God cannot be in there, cannot get in there. Any sort of miracle, some sort of movement of the Holy Spirit wakes up the whole brotherhood, the whole crowd, all these board meetings, blah, 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 everything gets exploded and wants to stop it because these perverts are convicted by God and they will not let anybody convict them. The Lord, raise up the prophets of the last days, I beg you. Raise up prophets of the last days.
Oh,
how these preachers wanted me to kiss their rear. How I want the, how they wanted me to do that. They were begging to stop. We'll give you a place. We'll give you an opportunity to speak in our channel. Get lost. You're a prostitute. I will speak the truth to the end of my life. Get out with your TV station. I'll stop here because I'll say something. You know, I can't.
Пошел вон, тварь.
Get lost.
Если Богу нужно, чтобы он...
If the Lord needs, if the Lord needs to spread this message, I don't need your TV channel.
Воздай славу Богу.
Give God glory.
Сегодня ревизия,
Today is audit time.
Ревизия.
Church audit.
Да, мы протестанты.
Yes, we're Protestant. Yes, we have barricades. We want to hear the truth.
Those
people that they're unclean, they took over the churches in the name of the church and made it into a perversion. They can't even help herself, not only the dying world. Children are going to hell. Our guys are working in prisons. Илюша, what is the percentage of believers in the church? 95% of people that sit, of Russian-speaking Slavic people that sit in the prison here today, 95% are either Baptist or Charismatic, Pentecostal, and all the other people.
Like,
you know, it's sad, but it's true. That's how it is. Listen to me very carefully.
Because
you didn't come to an occasional service of an occasional church. You got to a place where they'll speak the truth. And you will never forget this message till the end of your life, I guarantee you. Listen to me very carefully. We are ruthless against the spirit of death. You know why? I saw plenty of lives have been destroyed.
A
couple of days ago, my daughter receives a phone call, another guy at the home group, a woman, I'm not going to say from where, from another state she calls. She said, if someone's not going to help me right now, I'm going to commit suicide. I'm sitting right now in the car and I'm planning my death. I have this message on the phone, I recorded, and she says, that she's a believer. Of course. Unbelievers don't do that. They want to live. They love life. With unbelievers, they have normal families. And I mean in context here, quote unquote. And here a believer that's been born in the church, baptized in the Holy Spirit, mother of many children, and her husband beats her up. And she came to the brothers and said, help me. And you all guessed what happened. They said, get out of here. We have plenty of people like you. And she's sitting, calls us. My daughter picks up the phone. She's shocked. And the girl says, I'm committing suicide.
Она начала плакать, отдала трубку тому, кто говорит по-русски.
She gave the phone to someone who speaks Russian. Praise the Lord.
There are people или поехали, будут звонить, которые взяли.
Дорогие, and they took the phone and they... What am I saying? This is an incident. And there are many incidents like this.
Вот
letters up to here.
Я устал
and I'm tired of seeing. I'm tired of seeing death and horror of the structure.
Я устал видеть, дорогие мои, некоторые говорят, мы этого не слышали, да потому что ты не хочешь это видеть и слышать. Как только ты скажешь, покажи мне, он развернет перед тобой всю картину извращения этой
проститутки-религиозной.
Этого извращенного братства.
Of this perverted brotherhood,
всего того,
quote,
что называется церковью. Это должно быть просто сгребнуто экскаватором. И я молю Бога, чтобы поднялись новые церкви. Мы не чиним старые церкви. Мы молимся о новом.
We're praying for
new. Новых служителях,
for
новых пророков,
for new prophets, new churches,
о новом духе Бога,
new spirit of God,
который способен коснуться сердец нашего поколения
of our generation
и помочь им.
And help them.
Слушай.
Listen.
Чтобы началось движение Бога в церкви, нам нужно признать полное банкротство той структуры, в которой живет христианство. Иначе мы все обречены. Если ты хочешь новое движение Бога, знаете, почему мы до сих пор мучаемся отчасти, что-то имеем? Потому что в нашем разуме до сих пор кажется, что старую структуру можно починить, обрезать, забудь, обрубить все канаты и сожги все мосты.
And burn all the bridges down. He said,
"Я не говорю, я умоляю тебя, выйди из этой проститутки,
I'm begging you, begging you to come out of the prostitute, and you will not be judged for her curses."
Я тебе прочитаю сегодня места из Библии.
I will read to you scriptures that the Lord told me to read.
Я тебе расскажу.
I will tell you what the Lord told me to do today.
И о чем с тобой поговорить?
And what to talk to you about?
То, что мы видим вокруг, называется церковь, не способна помочь умирающему и идущему к поколению. Дорогие мои, пожалуйста,
Beloved,
мы же
please,
все это знаем.
We all know this.
Посмотрите на плоды, посмотрите.
Look
подойдите,
at the fruit.
Я вам честно говорю, найдите любого одержимого человека, подойдите к первому епископу, пусть он дорогие мои, я умоляю вас, сделайте ревизию в своих церквах. Сделайте ревизию в своей молитве. Сделайте ревизию в своей структуре. Придите и задай эти вопросы. Сделай ревизию. Не смотри на меня, как на идиота. Я тот, который буду кричать правду.
И за сам не задумался.
На некоторых я шут.
For some, I'm a joker. Oh, he's screaming, beloved, maybe this is the only voice that can get to you, because everything else you shut off with your own hands. And maybe my slang, my street language will make you think, what if this is it?
Секта.
Sect
идет на вымирание,
is dying out,
заботится о себе, мир погибает,
taking care of herself. The world is dying, it's going to hell.
Миллиарды людей прямой дорогой идут в ад, и никому рассказать о Христе, а те, кто Christ, пытаются,
and the ones that do try,
уничтожаются проституткой,
are destroyed by the prostitute.
Бог мой,
my God,
Я так умоляю всех вас,
I'm begging all of you that are listening and are here, just get delivered from fear. This disease cannot cause you any pain. Believe me, Jesus said, do not fear them.
Не бойтесь слепых вождей,
the blind leaders, do not fear them.
Говори правду.
Speak the truth.
Не лицемерь. Никто из вас не имеет права идти на компромисс. Увидел зло, обличаешь его.
Evil,
увидел
convict. If
его.
You see evil,
кошмар,
speak against it. If you see horror, speak against it.
Говоришь,
and speak
what God means. Быть,
and maybe you're
людей,
the only answer for these people, so some sort of truth would get into their mind. You're saying they don't know?
Дорогие мои, тогда Богу не нужно были
Beloved,
пророки, напоминающие о Его имени.
Never needed prophet
если бы они знали, если бы слышали, Богу не нужны поднимать таких
if
людей, как
knows
я,
everything,
люди,
then
которые
the Lord
будут орать из компромисса,
anybody,
которые
right?
будут орать во вред себе и во славу
their,
Царства Бога,
you know,
чтобы говорилась истина,
so
чтобы достучаться до
spoken?
Них. Они на своих консилиумах там запрещают проповеди, да запрещайте хоть трещите, все, кто должны прийти к спасению, придут.
they shut the doors, who will come, who will not come. It's up to God, and everybody has to be saved. They will be saved. And those of you that are hiding and shutting the doors for those people,
at least
you could
just become Nicodemus.
I believe you will not come here because you have to kiss too many rears and make excuses for you to get here. I understand. You live a life of compromise, but at least eat something in hiding. You know how many people come into our site, website? You know what? It's unique.
Знаете, сколько заходит на наш сайт людей под секретным IP-адресом?
And they have secret IP addresses.
Знаете, что такое секретный
IP? You know what is a secret IP?
Объясняю.
I'm explaining this.
Это ты выходишь на определенную страницу. Короче, это мужики, которые хотят, чтобы их не поймали жены на
порносайтах. Они используют эту фишку. Стоп, я не учу вас, как на порносайтах. I'm not teaching right now how to go and watch pornography.
Это нельзя.
So not to get caught. You can't do that. God punishes that. And that destroys your family. That's not what I'm teaching. I'm saying that with this.
Которые прячут, они вбивают туда, то есть,
what they do on that website is
откуда надо, а ты выбиваешься из Африки.
Not from where you are, but from Africa. In other words, everything is done. And they hide, and they go onto our website as if they're visiting pornography site.
I look
at this statistics, unknown. Addresses.
Продолжайте смотреть Никодима, я вас тоже
Continue watching Nicodemus, as I love you. As well. Let's continue watching. Let it convict you. If you don't have bravery to speak the truth, at least you could just accept it into your life, and that's going to be a good thing. We love you. We hate that spirit that crucified Christ. We hate that spirit that Jesus was battling all of his life. We hate this disease, this prostitute that, like in the good days,
like in old days,
in days right now, it's the same. The spirit never ran out anywhere. Our church should not be confused. This spirit never left earth. And it's not the spirit of Pharisees. It jumps into any denomination. Anything that has to do with Christ, with his blood, with his name and cross, is under its pressure. It's attaching itself into anything that could be connected to Christ. Listen.
Должна подняться церковь, которая будет демонстрировать силу и славу Бога на земле.
The power and glory of God upon this earth. You can't even imagine how powerful these words are. A church has to rise up that will demonstrate the power and glory of God upon earth. And what's that? That is a prostitute and nonsense. And I'm calling things by their real names and try not to think that I'm saying something else. No, I mean what I say. It's a prostitute. It's a religious prostitute. And you cannot misunderstand that. In your YouTube, just cut that out and copy and paste that. Okay, for your YouTube video.
Все нормально.
It's okay.
Дышим. Кстати, эти придурки, они столько людей на сайт заманили.
By the way, these weirdos that make these videos, they've gathered so many people to the websites.
Как вы нас узнали?
No matter how you ask people, how did you find out? Oh, they said, I've watched some sort of clip, some sort of idiot made, and there's some sort of great message, and then they find these messages, and these weirdos even write the names of messages that they cut out and paste things from.
Тема извращенная, друг Иисус.
And the message is called a friend of Jesus, and then they just pervert it so badly, they cut things out, that it doesn't even sound anymore, and then people search for this message and then they find it and then they repent. It's called the friend of Jesus. Everything around testifies that separation is happening between the old and the new. Can you feel it? Oh, I feel it.
Some still think that you could
apply pressure onto it. No. You can't.
This yeast
is spreading out all over past USSR, Russia, Ukraine, everywhere. All of Europe is being covered.
It's only the beginning.
Because the voice of truth, you cannot shut it up by battling against it. By battling against it, you're making it more popular. Welcome to the kingdom of God. The devil is stupid when he's shooting himself. This is his nature. He's thinking, I'm going to crucify Christ. And he helped Christ save all of us. He's an idiot.
He
should have kept him away from the cross, made him king. He crucified him, and then, oh man.
Когда этот идиот, демонюга, стреляет, он стреляет в свою башку.
Demon, when
всегда.
He shoots, he shoots himself in the head. Always. Do not fear. Do not fear. God is with you. His glory is with you. Be happy and joyful that you know the truth. Give him glory.
Аллилуйя.
Аллилуйя.
Все вокруг свидетельствует
Everything
о том, что
testifies that this separation is happening between old and the new. And I was dreaming about this. I'm here. It is now. This is the time. You can see it. There's not a lot of them, but already you can separate them. Thousands that are watching right now, they already are different. Their prayers are different. Their dreams are different. They don't want anything else besides the movement of God upon this earth. This generation is raising up. These are dreams. This is my dream. This movement will have thousands of people in it, but true people are raising up that will put everything away and say, I want to be in the front row in the battle lines with these people. I believe these Esthers, Isaiahs, Jeremiahs are raising up. I believe these prophets are raising up of the last days. Daniels, I believe. They're raising up. This word is not just spoken. It's spoken with the Spirit right now. It's just breaking through you into the very bones, and everything is on fire. Because you feel every word. This word is not my word. It is His word. I am just here just to tell it.
Oh. Не будь никогда в компромиссе.
Never, ever, ever compromise. Do not live in compromise. So what if they don't love you? At least they have something not to love you for.
Amen.
Amen.
Только потому, что кто-то это назвал церковью, разве это уже церковь Христа? Церковь, не зададим ли эти вопросы? Разве кто-то, вот какой-то дядя,
мне
уже имена надоели.
I'm out of words, I'm sick of words, names, I mean.
И сказал, это церковь Христа.
He said, this is the church of Christ.
И все такие,
and everybody, oh yeah, the church of Christ, stop.
А ревизия?
How about an audit?
Ревизия.
An audit.
Вы знаете, мне нравится ревизия.
You know, I like auditing.
У нас были друзья, и есть некоторые друзья, которые имеют рестораны.
Some friends here, they have restaurants.
Вы знаете, ревизия приходит нежданно.
They have, when they come, and when people come from state, for instance, to audit, they come suddenly. It was open restaurant.
Pest infestation.
And then the restaurant is closed. Why? There's pest infestation, for instance. They have cockroaches. So what happened? Church got cockroaches.
Pest infestation.
Demons, evil spirits, all of that, diseases. You know what? Beloved, do you think the devil is stupid? Yeah, he's stupid when he's shooting somewhere. But listen,
the devil, in the structure of this world,
he's the king here. He's an idiot in the spirit realm because he doesn't understand anything, and if he does, it's for a short time. It's not written that he's the ruler of the spirit realm. No, he's the spirit ruler of this world. Look, he's doing a great job. Millions of people are going to hell. We have to understand that this individual, he knows what he's doing.
Oh,
Jesus. Somebody understand what I'm saying here. We're not kidding right now. We understand who we're dealing with. Listen. Everything around testifies that this time is coming, time of separation. Do not try to fix old. God threw that away. He's moving in a completely different movement of His glory. If you don't see that, ask the Holy Spirit, and He will show you.
Сейчас настает
right
время,
now,
которое было во время Иисуса Христа.
Christ,
когда родилась церковь, она
born,
полностью миновала структуру религии. Кто-то понимает
Somebody
меня, для кого-то
me.
Доходит, о
Somebody
чем я говорю.
It,
пожалуйста, прими, когда Иисус возвращается на землю, когда Дух
Earth,
Святой сейчас
when
движется,
the moving,
Он обойдет
he will
все,
pass
что
by
ты.
Everything that you...
Дьявол не глуп.
The devil's not stupid. When he saw that structure of church, you cannot stop it. His plan was like this. Why stop it? We'll create our own variation. Have you seen?
Знаете, есть iPod.
There is an iPod. And then there's Chinese iPod. Ben knows what I'm talking about. It looks like an iPod. It looks like an iPhone. Completely.
Раз, два.
It works.
А потом ты там стекло отпало, батарейка вылетела.
Glass broke, and it's just that things started falling apart. The devil says, why battle?
Давайте рынок закакаем какой.
Let's just pollute
Давайте
everything
рынок,
with this.
Загадим нечистотой.
Bad things, perverted things. So amongst the real churches, they can't separate where the knockoff is. Let's just cover this everything and call it the church of Christ will steal the truth. They will sing their ridiculous songs and everybody will sleep. Pastors will steal from church. All deacons will molest everybody who confess to them. And Sunday schools will be perverted as well.
Here
in America, I'm amazed.
Молодежный лидер насилует молодых мальчиков.
Youth leader was molesting young boys. You know what? You perverted person. I would rip you apart, but I'm not gonna.
Я дам это сделать Духу Святому.
I'll let the Holy Spirit deal with you. Hallelujah.
Ну, знаете, поднимается такая вещь.
You know, but this thing, it does raise up on the inside. I believe Jesus had this as well. When he'd look at all this, he couldn't stand it. My God.
Вы гады! Вот этот маленький
this
парень, ему 10-11 лет, он пришел
right
в церковь с мамой сейчас, и эта гадина его изнасиловала.
This sicko just molested him.
И он приходит и говорит, мама,
says,
этот дядя сделал это, и он сказал, что я тебе скажу, он меня убьет. Молодежный лидер, ты зараза в аду гореть
будешь!
Если бы вы знали, что я знаю, Бог
if you
мой,
only knew what I know,
если бы вы знали
God,
эти истории, которые прямо сейчас,
stories,
я даже имена
right
этих
now,
гадов знаю,
I know
я не
the names of those sickos, and to this day they preach, they preach on stages.
Бог мой!
My God!
Поднимитесь, Исаии!
Raise up, Isaiah! Raise up, Ezekiel! Raise up,
Jeremiah,
Daniel! Speak, speak, speak against lies! Speak against strength! Never shut your mouth!
Бог мой!
My God!
Где эти люди?
Where are these people?
Где они?
Where are these people?
Зарабатывают бабло!
Making money?
Проклято твое бабло, если...
Your money is cursed if God's house is desolate. My God, right, today is time for audit. I do not have pity on myself. Today is audit time. Oh, Jesus, wake us up. Wake us up from this coma that this prostitute has placed us in. God, wake us up from this coma. And all of us, we've been placed in these pink glasses and everything looks good and peachy. Everything is going to hell. This disease is able to place people into hell, straight to hell.
У нас в рядах находятся люди, которые шли к ним на исповедание.
There are people here sitting with us that confessed, and they before them, and they said, "Sickos like you, you're perverts, you're a sinner. There's no salvation for you. You're going to hell." You know what? Until you breathe and you're on earth, until the Holy Spirit convicts you, you have an opportunity to repent and to receive salvation, no matter what you did, no matter what sin you fell into. You could always come to the cross. If the Holy Spirit is taking you there, you are convicted by Him, not by me. You understand? I'm speaking the word, but I cannot convince. What convicts is the Holy Spirit that's right there next to you. You have an opportunity to repent. Repent, all of you that are watching me, that are stealing money from church, the curse of God is upon you. Repent, all of you, if you're hiding sinners.
And
repent, all of you that know the truth and using this stage for your own good. Repent, everyone that knows what is the truth and not speak the truth. Repent, everyone who knows the Bible and not speak what is written in there. Repent, everyone. Jesus Christ is coming, and believe me, my wrath does not even compare to the wrath of Almighty God. And believe me, listen to me. It's better for you to listen to me screaming and repent right now, because I'm not telling you anything perverted. I'm speaking about repentance and you coming to the true God and His love.
Никогда.
Never,
никогда,
ever,
никогда,
ever,
никогда,
ever,
никогда
ever, ever, ever hide sin, especially if you know something happened, especially if you know some sort of disease and perversion happened, convict. You have been given information not to hide it. You've been given this information so you can convict at least one-on-one. If they will not repent, bring two witnesses. If not, Bible says,
как язычник и мытарь.
Let him be to you as a heathen. Depart from
them. If you hide that and cover, грех,
listen to me. If you're hiding that sin, even if you have not done it, the Bible says you will be judged with the one that is committing
знаете,
it as well. You know that in America there's a codex. They have a law. You might have not committed theft. But if you're in a getaway car, if you are driving the getaway car, you have the same. They will convict you the same. Lord have mercy if you be convicted with that prostitute. Because God will judge. Listen, God does not judge people. God will judge this spirit of religion, spirit of death. They will be convicted by God in the day of judgment of the white throne. Listen to me. Everyone that is connected to that spirit will be standing and judged by God. I'm not speaking my words. This is what Jesus said. I will read it to you.
Итак, разве из-за того, что какие-то люди под названием братья установили
Because some sort of people calling themselves brothers place some sort of truth that makes it truth?
Дорогие мои, знаете,
Beloved, do you know?
Все держащие в руках книгу Библии, рожденные свыше, имеют право сделать ревизию всему, вне,
right
структуре, всему,
with everything,
каждый
me, with
из
every
вас,
structure, every one of you,
son and
daughters of God, you're not bigger or smaller here. People give out name tags. Before God, we're all equal. Every one of us, you, me, we can have an audit with everything that we have. We take the word of truth, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and we go to bring order in. You know what? If you know the truth and you don't do, woe to you. Believe me, I'm not hiding today. I'm speaking the truth. Believe me, I'm doing everything possible that I can just possibly do. I'm just ruining my voice. I'm sweating and what else not.
На вас Listen, кое-что тоже есть.
But something is upon you as well.
От вас, любимая моя церковь,
my beloved church and all of you that are listening and watching your virtual members, You have to do something as well. Sometimes you don't need to give my city. Sometimes you have to stand there without compromise and speak right there in the
eyes.
Who are you afraid? The devil? He's lost. He lost the game. He lost it all. Do not fear. Listen.
Если кто-то в какой-то деноминации сделал что-то законом, разве это уже является законом?
I mean, made it a law. It's a law already.
Дорогие мои, я один раз сел и прикололся.
One time I sat down and I was just having fun. I went to the internet. I went to all denominations, beginning with Catholics and Protestants and Pentecosts and Orthodox and whatnot, Baptists. You could find the things that they believe in. Codex of belief. There are even scriptures from the Bible. And every denomination. Even like the Lutheran Church and whatnot, they all have their laws and they all go against each other. And where's God? Everybody says, this is God. No, this is God. No, this is God. Why don't you just shut your mouth and let me find my God?
I
will audit all structures. And if you are not demonstration of power of God on this earth, if for you people are not saved every day, if through this structure masses of people do not come, do not embarrass God if their sin is convicted. You're a prostitute that's taking up a place. Just shut your church, shut the doors of that church that is just complete nonsense, and you will not be judged. Repent and pray in your house. But that thing, whatever you call the church, perversion, that's making your belly bigger and paying for your Mercedes, shut the doors. Somebody understand? Be very careful. Be very, very careful. Listen to me.
Я буду говорить это, как мне повелел Святой Дух сказать.
I will say it like the Holy Spirit told me to say it.
Я это сейчас, и некоторые вещи прочитаю из Библии.
And some things I will read from the Bible.
Пока здесь все, кто причастен к делам мертвой религии.
That have that are dealing with dead religion. God is preparing great cup of wrath, of cursing that will be poured out on those that are bound by the spirit of religion, the spirit of death, and they do not want to depart from that. You hear me?
Когда я писал эту тему,
When I was writing this message, I saw this picture.
Если ты причастен к духу религии,
If you're part of the spirit
ты будешь
of religion,
осужден Богом.
You will be judged
Даже дух религии
by God,
будет осуждаться за смерть Иисуса Христа.
The spirit of religion will be
послушай меня внимательно.
Judged for death of Christ. I saw, listen,
суд всего под названием религия.
Of everything that's called religion. It doesn't matter denomination. It doesn't matter. Forget these denominations that people made up. Pentecostal, Baptist, blah, blah, blah. We came up with all of this.
У Бога это называется моя церковь.
My church.
Которая не исполняет.
It lies.
Бесы расплодились.
It's breeding demons.
Не обличает. Так меня же побьют.
So they will stone me. You know what? It's better to be killed for Christ than to live without him. My God, what embarrassment, what an embarrassment. You think by accepting Christ, you accepted
образ простой. Ты принял образ осуждения.
No. You accepted
образ обличения греха. Ты принял на себя мантию неба. Это говорит о том, что теперь ты полицейский, и ты должен
говорить закон и справедливость. Now you're a police officer. You have to speak the truth.
Ты пришел к Богу.
You came to God.
Да люди в полицейских... Ты смотришь, когда их там в суде, там, знаете, там...
You see, for instance, in the courthouse, they place the hand upon the Bible. They say, no, they have nothing in common with the Bible. They place a robe of a judge upon him. And now, he either wants it or not, he has to judge truthfully. If not, he will be condemned not with the structure, but also by heaven as well. When you accept Christ,
you've
accepted some sort of joy, and you're just, let's just lay around, let's be filled with God. What? You accepted the robe of a judge. You speak against sin. You have a robe of a prophet on. Either want it or not, you will be judged according to how you lived in that robe. Somebody understand me.
Let's
all wake up.
Бог мой!
My God,
I am
simply a Christian.
Просто христианин.
Simply a Christian?
Не бывает.
You can't be.
Когда
does not exist.
Христу,
when you gave your life to Christ, oh, I got saved, and now what? Now, you have this mantle to save others and speak about him. You have no chance. Otherwise, you will be judged by the Holy Spirit.
О, по некоторым из вас это удар.
For some of you, it's a great blow. I can see. I was thinking that I'm just Department of Financial Blessing. Yes, and a prophet, and a judge for the spirit of this world.
Личность, которая выносит приговоры всем тем, которые не идут с Богом.
To those that are not walking with God, you have to speak. Amen.
У нас нет другого шанса. Ты пророк последнего времени.
Other chances. You're the prophet of the last days.
Итак.
So.
Дух религии.
Spirit of religion.
И духовной смерти причастен к миллионам загубленных. Это демонический дух.
Has to do with millions that are dying. It's a demonic spirit. And if these leaders, pastors and ministers and people around will not repent and they will not leave that gathering of death, they will all be judged. And the responsibility for millions that have been destroyed by that spirit will carry
ужасное наказание. Не заблуждайтесь.
That upon themselves blood that have been destroyed by that spirit will be upon everyone who is moved by that spirit.
Поэтому я не говорю отделись от этого общества.
I'm not saying separate yourself from those individuals. I cry out, say, get out, get out. Forget that you even knew that or you touched that.
Потому что будешь судим.
Because you will be judged.
А мои родители,
and my parents,
and
what about my brothers and sisters?
Говори правду.
Speak the truth.
Для Бога нет
for God, it doesn't matter if it's your brother or this
брат.
Is a brother of a brother. For him, we're all equal, we're children, and we have to speak the truth regardless of faces. Does somebody understand what
поверьте,
I'm saying? Believe me, to be in this mantle and to speak what I speak, I only have relatives. I count my mother
сестра,
on one hand, my sister,
жена.
My wife. Amen.
Ты хочешь служить Богу?
You want to serve God?
Ты хочешь служить Богу?
You want to serve God?
И ты хочешь весь багаж прихватить с собой?
And you want to carry your luggage with you? Comfort.
Вот когда все пойдут.
When everyone will come. Never. Everyone will not come. It is written that brothers didn't believe into Jesus Christ.
Боже мой.
My God.
Все хотим с собой захватить.
We all want to bring everybody with us.
Да, слушай.
Listen.
От Матфея.
Matthew.
23:33.
23.
Матфея 23 глава, я буду читать с нового перевода.
I will read new translation.
Современной версии.
New version.
Смотри, как Иисус.
Look at how Jesus.
Красиво говорит.
Speaks so wonderfully.
Начало такое.
This is how
it begins. Отродье змеиное.
Woe to you, Pharisees, pretenders and hypocrites. And you're saying that I should pick my words. What about Christ? Did he pick his words? I love Jesus. He was outside. He was on the street.
Хорошее место из Библии. Что-то мало
wonderful scripture. Not a lot of people preach on that.
Тема называется «Отродье змеиное».
Message is called snakes and vipers.
Матфея 23:33. Отродье
змеиное. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, pretenders, hypocrites.
Избегнете вы от осуждения в ад.
How will you
И поэтому
run away?
Я посылаю к вам пророков. Слушайте внимательно, не читайте религиозными мозгами, так как вам брат вот тот читал. Читайте, как говорит сейчас Дух Святой. Очень внимательно читайте Духом вашим. Потому что Иисус слова на ветер не бросал.
Because Jesus was not picking his words.
Отродья змеиные. Иисус не обманщик. Он называет вещи своими именами. Jesus called them snakes. He was calling them
real names. I like it. How can you run away from hell?
Я посылаю к вам пророков, мудрецов, учителей закона. Некоторых из них вы убьете и распнете. Других будете бить в синагогах ваших. Иисус обращается к этому духу.
Speaking into this spirit.
И к людям, порабощенным этим духом.
To the people that have been bound by that.
Jesus wasn't showing
you right there. You, listen to me. You're the serpent. When Jesus was speaking, he was speaking to the people that were covered by that or infiltrated with that spirit. You know what the spirit of religion wants to do? So you could stop speaking against them. Say wonderful messages. Speak about yourself, for instance.
Боже мой.
My God.
Посмотрите на эти семьи.
Look at these families. Can you call it families?
Оба гуляют.
Preach about families.
Дети с ума сходят.
You know, both of them are out and about, and children are going nuts.
Надо ходить, будь дети верующие.
Church, you know, you have to show up to church on Sundays at least.
Мы с вами живем.
What sort of nonsense are we living in?
Я посылаю к вам пророков, мудрецов, учителей закона.
I'm sending you prophets and wise men, interpreters and teachers and scribes, men learned in Mosaic law and prophets. Some of them you will kill and even crucify, and some of you will flog in your synagogues and pursue and persecute from town to town. Matthew 23:33. My God, how come they cannot see that? So that upon your heads may come. This is what I'm preaching.
Look what Jesus
is saying, not disciples, Jesus.
So that upon your heads may come all the blood of the righteous,
all the righteous blood. You want to be judged for the death of apostles? Get out.
You
think Jesus was saying it? To Pharisees, it is spoken into the spirit and everyone who has it.
Это дух смерти, он желает убить, поработить. Если бы они могли, эти братья, давным-давно уже нанял бы, уже нанят был убийца, меня давно застрелили. Если бы легально можно было побивать камнями, то меня уже давно живы не было.
They would have stoned me, I wouldn't be alive. Somebody understand me.
Высшая мера наказания сейчас называется отлучение.
What we call the most... punishment, the way to punish someone is to kick somebody out till Christ comes. Believe me, if that was...
For instance, if that equaled
stoning back in the days, so I probably been kicked out maybe 500 times or stoned to death about 500 times. They say anathema. Beloved, listen to me very carefully. And for what?
Я кому-то перешел дорогу.
Did
I
do something evil to someone? Oh, we hate you because you irritate us. No, you know what? I don't irritate you. I irritate that disease that's inside of you. I pray that you repent.
My relatives,
yeah, are there. You say they're there? Yeah, then you will burn together with them in hell. If no, then convict, speak the truth no matter what. Upon this earth, we only have a little bit of time. And you and me, we will stand before the throne of God. What are we going to say? What are we going to say? I want to live right now as if I would be standing there right now and speaking. I'd live like this, and this is how I live right now. Wake up.
Завтра не существует.
Tomorrow does not exist.
Пусть же падет на вас 35 стих, пусть же падет на вас вина.
Upon your heads may come all the blood of the righteous. Those who correspond to the divine standard of right shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Barucha, whom you murdered between the sanctuary and the altar of burnt offering. Jesus wasn't joking. God is love.
Да, Бог есть любовь, когда побивают блудницу.
When they're stoning a harlot.
Вот
Вот в этом случае there, and, нужно проявить любовь.
And this is where you show love and say, who is without sin, guys?
Вы хотите судить? Давайте
you wanna judge? Let's judge. Let's have an audit.
Знаете,
right now.
Иисус,
you know, Jesus, all of his life, if you read the New Testament, it's audit
Духу
to the spirit of religion,
первое.
Spirit of this world,
и
number
Духу
one,
религия.
And the spirit of religion, number two.
Здесь он разворачивается,
here he turns around.
Ревизию делает бесам, дьяволу всем,
audits all the demons,
и разворачивается, и делает ревизию всем фарисеям.
Audits all the Pharisees and the spirit of religion.
Послушайте.
Listen.
Пусть же падет на вас вина за всю праведность, пролитую на земле.
Come all the blood of the righteous.
Представляете, стоят фарисеи, и Бог говорит,
imagine Pharisees are standing and Jesus is saying, let all the blood come upon you. Can you imagine how these people that didn't even stone anybody, they're standing right there before Christ.
Давайте
you can just rewind and just think about what Jesus meant here. There are people that told them, you're from the devil. Just read before that. They say, you're this, you're that, you're that. They want to stone him, and here Jesus turns around and says, you vipers and serpents, you spawn of vipers. Let everything, let this blood, the righteous blood, and they're sitting there and say, Jesus, we didn't kill anybody.
Мы же никого, ну как
we
бы, не побивали.
Stone anybody. He said, you're not getting it.
Вы будете осуждены
you will be judged together with that spirit that, and what it does and everybody who it killed.
Oh, Иисус.
Oh, Jesus.
Знаете,
you know,
увидел,
when I saw this picture, not just read, Jesus showed me. Church, I started fearing. I said, my God, if I have at least anything of religious, get it out of me. Get it out of me. I don't want to have an ounce of it. Anything that connects me with that structure ever, ever. Lord, deliver. Cleanse me. Take me out of it. This is not what repents. This is cannot be convicted. God said, watch out for, look out for this yeast. Because soon you'll sit there and say, oh yeah.
У вас тоже станет белое, черным,
white will be black and black
те,
will be white.
Бога,
and those that are
дьявола.
From God will be
те,
from the devil. And those that are
сатаной, говорить,
led by Satan, you'll say, oh, look at these ministers. They're convicting sin.
Бога,
ask
показал,
God so
да,
he will show you where is yes and where is no.
Перестань жить в сером.
Stop
скажи
living
ему,
in the gray mass.
Белое, черное,
say, Lord,
Бога
show me white, show me black. He doesn't have gray. God does not live in the gray. Even though some of us wanted that
проклятием
way.
Проклятые те, кто все это
curse
знает
you
и не подает своего голоса за истину.
Do not speak
те,
for the truth,
ложь, кражу,
that see lies,
смерть,
murder, death,
это,
and do not convict that. And that has to do
нам.
With all of us.
Проклятием прокляты, говорит Библия, если мы видим и не говорим. Если мы видим оскорбленных, униженных, которые не могут постоять за себя и закрываем рот, проклятием все прокляты. Церковь, я не шучу. Это не очередная тема, чтобы ты себя хорошо почувствовал. Это тема, чтобы ты очнулся и понял, кто мы. Для чего мы? Почему мы здесь? О, Иисус, разбуди нас.
Боже
Lord,
мой,
я уже
up.
Заехал.
I'm out of my time.
Иисус дал ревизию, делал постоянно ревизию. Прочитайте весь Новый Завет. Это сплошная ревизия.
The...
Ревизия храма.
Just,
давайте посмотрим. Несколько примеров. Я буду заканчивать. Ревизия храма. От Матфея 21:12. Иисус вошел во двор храма. От Матфея 21:12. Иисус
21,
вошел во двор храма 20... и выгнал оттуда всех, кто занимался куплей и продажей в храме. Он опрокинул столы, менял и скамьи торговцев голубям и сказал, написано, дом мой будет называться домом молитвы, а вы превратили его в разбойничье логово. И потом смотрите, что Иисус делает. Он не просто обличил, он начал делать в храме то, что Бог сказал. И смотри, что он начал делать. 14 стих. И стали к нему приходить туда слепые и хромые, и он исцелял их. Вот для чего церковь. Не для твоего гребаного бизнеса. Церковь для спасения душ. Для изгнания бесов, для проповедания Евангелия. Вот для чего церковь Христа. Церковь для молитвы. Церковь для обличения греха. Убери вон свою заразу и не мешай мне делать то, что Бог сказал мне. Кто-то не согласен.
Don't stop me doing from what God means, what God wants me to do. How are you doing?
Amen.
Okay.
Может, кто-то не согласен. Кто-то хочет ревизию сделать.
Someone doesn't agree with me?
Мы сделаем.
Anyone?
И стали к нему приходить туда слепые, хромые, и он исцелял. Вот для чего церковь. Все, кто слушают меня или там моментами слушают, выключают плохие слова. Да, отродье змеиное, гадюки, да, в другом переводе. Это хорошие слова. Да. Смотрите, Иисус сделал ревизию духу религии. Быстренько прочитаем. От Матфея 23, с 23 стиха. Смотрите, он говорит, горе вам, учители закона и фарисеи. И он говорит, лицемеры. Ибо отдаете десятую часть урожая, они сомят их мина Богу, но пренебрегаете более важными учениями закона. Смотрите, что он говорит. Он говорит, вы там с ноготка там отстегиваетесь. Мы взвесили пух и десятую часть от вечной Бога. И он говорит, вы извращенцы. Смотри, что Бог говорит им. Он говорит, вы пренебрегаете справедливостью, милосердием и верой. Говорит, вы все научились делать, только пренебрегаете справедливостью, верой. О, Бог мой! И милосердием. Но именно это следует исполнять, не пренебрегая и тем. Он говорит, и пух можете давать в церковь, но не вздумайте пренебрегать истиной. О, поводыри слепые! Вы убиваете из чаши с питьем комара? Знаете, там... Комара увидел.
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees and hypocrites! You clean outside of the cup and the dish and the inside, and they full of greed and self-indulgence.
Ах ты зараза!
Oh, you.
Это то, что имел в виду Иисус. Я просто притчу показываю, иллюстрирую. Смотри. Вы затем прогнатываете верблюда, потом наклонился. Иди, родной. Эти твари проглатывают верблюда, то есть их дети в блуде, в разврате, в наркомании, в кошмаре, все это покрывается. Из этого высвечивается какая-то маленькая девочка, которая где-то согрешила, и то просто соблазнили. Она, бедная, 30 раз уже покаялась, а ее к ногтю, твари, иди сюда, мы тебя задавим, гадина такая. До пришествия. Слушай меня, зараза! Ты знаешь, как Бог будет судить тебя, гадина! О, я ненавижу дух религии. Я не вижу, что с ним связано. О, я вам говорил, когда-то я начну проповедовать то, что я имею в виду. Добро пожаловать. Официально началось. Аллилуйя. Реформация неизбежна, церковь! Он проповедует агрессию. Да почитай Христа! Почитай, что он писал. Он в любви говорил. Отродье змеиное. Что за туфта в нашей голове? Проповедуйте, как Христос. Так я проповедую! Добро пожаловать в другую часть Божьей любви, которая называется
Тендаль.
Ты что, своих детей только покупаешь лимонады, леденцы и шоколад?
Что они
тебя в углу не стоят, по заднице не получают? Все это называется любовь. Так написано, что Бог есть любовь. Приготовься.
Prepare.
Любить будет по-разному.
He will love you in different ways.
Смотри дальше. Затем проглатывайте верблюда, эти твари. Я к вам обращаюсь. Вы думаете, я Библию читаю? Я к этим тварям обращаюсь, которые все меня просмотрят. Я к этим тварям обращаюсь, я вам говорю, вы проглатываете верблюда. Вы будете твари, осуждены Богом. Если вы не покаетесь и не отречетесь, и не, Бог не даст, просто не уберет этот дух заразы из вас. Вы будете все гореть в аду за вещи, которые этот дух делал. И вы были причастны к этому. Как ты причастен к этому? Ты знаешь и не обличаешь. Это называется соучастник в преступлении. Поэтому вы не будьте соучастником в преступлении. Не будьте. 25-й. Горе вам, учители закона и фарисеи, лицемеры, ибо очищаете вы чашу блюда снаружи, внутри же они полны плодов хищения и самоублажения. О, фарисеи слепые, сперва очистят чашу блюда изнутри, чтобы и внутри, и снаружи не стали чистыми. А как он бил в десятку, а? Горе вам, законом учителей фарисеев и лицемеры, ибо вы подобны подбеленным гробницам, которые кажутся красивыми снаружи, внутри же полны костей, мертвецов и скверны всякой. И сами вы тоже, хотя и кажетесь внешне благочестивыми внутри, полны лицемерия и беззакония. Горе вам, учителя закона, фарисеи и лицемеры, ибо вы строите гробницы пророкам и украшаете памятники благочестивым, говоря, если бы мы жили во времена наших предков, то не были бы сообщниками пролития крови пророков. Таким образом, вы сами против тебя свидетельствуете, что вы сыновья тех, кто умертвил пророков. О! Здесь говорит, продолжайте, твари, пополнять чашу отцов ваших. Продолжайте. О, мне нравятся проповеди Иисуса. Красавчик!
Beautiful.
Вот подними таких проповедников! Красавчик!
Like
подними таких учителей, которые в глаза стоят и говорят отроги змина. Вы знаете, кому он говорит отроги змина? Тем, которые управляли всей страной. Стоп! На тот момент президентов не было. Были кто? Первосвященники. Знаете, кого Иисус обличал? Все, что только можно назвать властью. И мне говорят, ты власть не уважаешь, читай Христа. Я не уважаю все, что связано с демоническим духом. Когда ты каешься, я тебя люблю и уважаю. Добро пожаловать в семью Божью. Но когда ты находишься на стороне самого извращенного духа, который уничтожает все, что называется Богом и жизнью, поверь, я не за тебя. Я буду обличать тебя, но я не за тебя. Таким образом, вы сами против тебя свидетельствуете, что вы сыновья тех, кто умертвил пророков, так дополняете же меру отцов ваших, отродья змеиные, как избежите вы от осуждения в ад. Потому я посылаю к вам пророков, мудрецов, учителей закона, некоторых из них вы убьете и распнете, другие будете бить в ногах ваших, и преследовать их в город. Пусть же пойдет на вас вина за всю праведную кровь, пролитую на земле от крови праведника Авеля, до крови Захарии, сына Варахина, которого вы умертвили между храмом и алтарем. Истинно говорю, все это исполнится
all the righteous blood that has been shed on earth from the blood of righteous
поколений. О, церковь должна подняться. Церковь, которая будет демонстрировать силу и славу своего Бога на земле. Давайте все дружно очнемся. Воздайте славу Богу, я закончу. Поднимитесь. Молитесь сейчас, чтобы не быть причастным к этому заразному и нечистому духу. Молитесь сейчас, чтобы Бог вам дал крепкий, бескомпромиссный дух сказать истину, где бы вы ни приезжали. Если скажешь, меня будут ненавидеть, я тебе не просто говорю, тебя будут ненавидеть. Я гарантирую, тебя будут ненавидеть. Я гарантирую тебя, меня и всех, кто подает голос за правду и истину, будут ненавидеть. Но я хочу быть перед белым престолом, оправдываемым Христом, неосуждаемым Христом. Проси Бога сейчас за своих родственников и друзей, которые живут в этом проклятии, на глазах которых лежит пелена духа смерти и религии. Молись за них! Проси Бога! Проси Бога! Проси Бога! Господь! Коснись наше поколение! Коснись наше поколение! Открой нам глаза! Просветли наш ум! Яви нам славу свою! Подними свою церковь в силе и славе! В огне Святого Духа! Подними церковь, которая будет демонстрировать славу Твою. Да придет царство Твое, да будет воля Твоя. Мы выносим суд духу религии, который уничтожает наше поколение. Мы выносим суд и приговор. Бог, освободи людей из-под этого монстра. Дух Святой, освободи своих детей от этого монстра. Дух Святой, подними своих пророков, говорящих истину, не боящихся. Подними своих пророков, свидетельствующих о насилии, о зле, о грабеже, о разврате и грязи. Подними своих служителей, которые будут обличать зло. Освободи нас всех от духа этого мира, от духа религии смерти. Освободи, чтобы ничего в нас не осталось. Мы не хотим быть осуждены с этим демоном. Мы не хотим стоять на суде и быть обличаемы Святым Духом. Бог, освободи наше поколение от этого монстра. Освободи свое поколение от этого грязного монстра. Яви свое лицо. Яви свое лицо. Яви свое лицо. Яви свою жизнь. Яви свой огонь. Яви свою славу. Яви свою славу. Мы жаждем видеть церкви. Новые церкви. Новые здания. Новые личности. Новый дух. Новое движение. Спасение. Крещение. Движение в огне Святого Духа. Чудеса. Знамения. Чудотворения. Во имя Иисуса Христа. Во имя Иисуса Христа. Мы заявляем духовный мир, что Церковь Христа официально поднимается. Церковь Христа поднимается. Дети Бога поднимаются. Пророки Бога поднимаются. Дети света поднимаются. Не бойся, Церковь. Обличай, обличай, пророчествуй. Говори о живом Боге. Неси его огонь. 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 Во имя Иисуса Христа. Воздайте Ему славу. Наш Бог живой. Бог нашел людей по сердцу своему, которые без компромисса будут говорить о Его славе. Во имя Иисуса Христа. Воздайте Ему еще раз славу, церковь. Реформация неминуема. Реформация неминуема. По какую сторону ты находишься? Реформация неминуема. Присядьте, дорогие. Я надеюсь, сегодня было такое отрезвляющее слово. Ревизия, церковь. Ревизия. Поверьте, мы только эту серию тем начали, с тем реформации.
О, мы с вами далеко пойдем.
Далеко пойдем.
We will go far.
Поднимите руки те, кто у нас сегодня впервые в центре.
Please raise your hands if you're here for the first time. We just want to give you a little gift.
Естественно, все женщины, гости, которые приехали, мы благословим.